Nurses A to Z. An introduction to an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, what to do to refrain from troubles in marriage. In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, may his peace and blessings be upon Muhammad and his pure, immaculate Ahlul Bayt. Salamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. I'm Farhad, your host, and I'm very honored to have you with me in this program. You're listening to ATZ on IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. As usual, we're going to start our program with a question. That is, that I am a young man. I want to get married, but I fear that I may fall into the same predicament my brother fell in. In the beginning, his wife had good morals, but later on, her morals became bad. Many problems occurred between them until they became a bad example in the family. I do not know how to convince myself and pass over my difficult psychological state to get married and leave happily. So to answer this question, I should say that, dear brother, with the sense you have seen, your worry is very natural. However, you should be certain that problems are not always repeated because each person has its own independent personality if he has a will. Your will is stronger in this stage of youth, and you can take lessons from your brother's experience. Instead of being dismayed about this experiment, you can read about the successful experiments of millions of people who have gotten married and lived happily. In order to attain this happiness, you should read books about the happy marital life to learn the qualities of a good wife and who can help you lead a happy life. Do not place in your mind an imaginary picture of an infallible girl who has no defect, because first, you yourself are not so, and second, there is no such a girl in this world at all. Yes, such a girl is in paradise and her name is Huri. So before we step into marriage status, we have to straighten our story. We should understand what we want and what we really can want. So it's a very, very, very important to straighten our story and to understand the factors that we should choose our future wife, inshallah, based on them. Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. I'm Farhad, your host. I'm very honored to have you with me. You're listening to A to Z on IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. So we were talking about the factors of getting married. And we understood that for getting married, for choosing our wife or also husband, we should not look for an infallible man or an infallible girl, because we ourselves are not an infallible person. So we are facing with a man or with a woman mixed of good morals and bad morals, but here we have to choose based on the principles Quran and Hadith had taught us. So in this case, when you determine to get married, inshallah, please make note that the following points are very important. Number one, man acquires most of his habits from the environment he lives in. Therefore, we have to excuse others as we would like others to excuse us. Number two, some disagreements that result from the difference in knowledge, beauty, health, and lineage do not harm marital happiness. This is like the difference between day and night, or between the four seasons, for example. One compliments that others so that life continues with ultimate wisdom. Spouses who want their life to continue happily have to think in this way about the differences that they are beyond their wills. And the last one, as for acquired habits that harms the marital relation, spouses have to try their best to get rid of them and do not be indifferent towards them. So it's very, very important. And one of the things that we can get help from them is studying. Studying is a very, very important element of our life. Studying Quran and understanding the principles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in his book. And studying hadith is to understand the principles that Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam has brought us from the God. To understand these principles and to take them in practice, it's very important. If you are looking for a happy life and if you are looking for a spiritual life, and also if you are going to benefit from paradise and hereafter, we have to leave and we have to establish our life based on the Quranic and prophetic principles, and there is no other way. Thank you for staying with us. I wish you a happy life.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.